Hey, thank you for meeting me at the Bard's College. Yeah, I love it here. It's so quiet. It lets you really connect with someone, you know? You're punctual. I like that. I'll just have a seat across from you. This is a nice, quiet alcove. Ah! I'm Emily. It's so nice to meet you. Tell me about yourself. How old are you? What do you do for fun? Yes, I really think we're defined by how we play. Recreation is important, and how you have fun says a lot about you. Ah, you're a spell sword, right? I approve. Oh yes, the more skills you have, the more tools you can call upon. Well, you don't call upon tools, but you get the idea. The more independent you are. Yes, independence is a kind of power, don't you think? This bodes well. You're good conversation. Oh, well, I just assumed you wanted me. I'm a bard. Everyone does. Oh, it's fine. I don't mind selling myself. It'll give me a chance to get to know you better. Let me guess. I'll show you how intuitive I am. You're going to the Crystal Garden, right? Aha! Most powerful adventurers who pass through here are. It's dangerous, but there's big rewards. Oh, a solid gold lyre that can put any animal to sleep. Or there was a gilded plaguebearer mask, but it made you immune to any kind of airborne poison. The wearer said they didn't even have to breathe when they had it on. Yeah, it's fascinating, but you have to have your wits about you. No, I've never been, but some of my classmates have gone. Oh, where are my manners? I'll conjure us some tea. What do you drink? Perfect. Here you are. Well, I'd be useful because I know a lot about flowers. And they're a big part of the garden. Oh, for example, the chamomile in the tea you're drinking. Everyone takes it to calm down, but it means energy in the face of adversity. I like that. Sometimes you don't need courage. You just need some rest, some energy. I keep a pressed analyze flower in my back pocket. The flower means bravery because it grows in such perilous places. Yes, high in the Alps. You need courage to pick it. I'm sorry. I want to hear more about you. Why are you going on this quest? Aww, because of your mentor. No, I understand. If it's private, it's private. I do have to ask how much it pays. Oh. Wow. Who else are you considering? Oh, Chloe. She is very strong, and smarter than she looks. Smarter than she acts, really. I think I'm better suited. Sure, the Crystal Garden needs a delicate hand. There's illusion and poetry and meaning in subtext. I'd really be able to help with that. No, I'm not lying. They say the Crystal Garden was made by a bard as a monument to her lost love. Isn't it romantic? Yeah, I am single. How about you? Wow, I find that hard to believe. Oh, you're fun. Stop it. I don't want to want this job badly if I'm not going to get it. I am a good bard, but more importantly, I'm a good bard for you. I know some magic of my own. I could make you feel incredible. That's a very dry response, but I understand. Actually, wait, who is your mentor? I know him. My mentor knows him. That's crazy. I'm sure I'd be very helpful on your quest. Well, let's keep talking. What do you think of that mural on the far wall? It's okay. I don't need an art history perspective or anything. I want to know what you think. Yes, I like it too. It has movement. I really like murals. Art shouldn't be caged in frames. It should be free and found like us. Creation is the only thing we have sometimes. The only thing that makes sense with this whole existence. I'm not religious, but I swear, making art is the only way I find meaning. I knew you'd get it. You seem really deep, and I like that. We could have some great conversations by the fire. Or I could sing for you. Yes. I said I can see the future. That was an awkward phase in my freshman year. I just read tarot now. But I am pretty intuitive. Most of my guesses wind up being right. And I guess we'd make a fantastic pair. I thought it was a good line. I know I can help you, and I know we'd have a good time. Think about it, okay? Oh, I can tell you will. I don't suppose you could take both of us. Oh, your mentor said you only get one. That's not fair. Listen, even if you don't pick me, I want to see you when you come back to town. Yeah, I want to hear all about the Crystal Garden. I think it would make a good song. You'll stick around for a while, right? You're not leaving tomorrow. Good. Don't rush your decision. Are you hungry? We could go get some food. I understand. Thank you anyways, and good luck.
Hey, there they are. What up, Spellsword? Your pockets still deep and your head still full of decisions to make? Whoa. It's a potion shop. Everyone comes in here. Besides, it's a good job you got. You can't blame me for circling you a little. You catch a vibe with that bard, or what?
Is it me? Am I the bard?
Oh, hey. Awkward.
It's only awkward if you make it awkward. Right, Spellsword?
Okay, we don't need to crowd them, like...
It's not crowding, is it? Everyone comes to this shop.
Okay, well, we need to go. This is... Nah, I'm not doing this with both of us here. It's messed up.
Are we pressuring you? I'm sorry. Yeah, we'll go. Think hard, okay?
Quit trying to get your last goodbye in. Damn. Also, what kind of armor is that?
It's a dress.
Yeah, we're going.
You're not the boss of me.
And so, you are left in the potion shop. You're a competent spell sword, and either of your options would complement you. Chloe, with her charisma and strength. Or Emily, with her magic and bardic knowledge. You're only allowed to take one. You stare at the glass potion bottles, as if they have an answer for you.